Roger Grossman, Andy Manis back with you on this second Friday night of November. 7-0 Concord at the end of one, but the Tigers have put together a very, very positive drive. They have first and 10 from the Concord at 25 as we restart the game with quarter two. Now going toward the north end and operating into about a 10-mile-an-hour wind. Grady Nelson comes to the middle of the field to say something to Drew Sullivan. He's the tight end on the right. Wings on either side. Egoff lining up just off the left tackle, Cam Kaufman. Sullivan is going to keep it. Turn up field. He's got room, and he's inside the 21-yard line. They're going to mark him. Well, they're going to mark him back at the 21. So it's a gain of four for Drew. Second down and six coming up for the Tigers.
You're right, this low angle makes it really tough to see where the ball is.
We do our best.
Yeah.
It's not the first time we've been here. We've been over here every time we've come. As a matter of fact, first time I was in here was with Brad Ellis when this building had just been built back in the 1991 football season. Second down and six. Sullivan from the far hash mark. Up the middle, Duncan, he's got a huge hole, and he's got, I think, a first down. He's down near the 15-yard line. It is a first down for the Tigers. First down for Warsaw right at the 15-yard line. Tigers down by seven, looking to equalize the score here early in quarter two.
I love this drive. I said it three times already, but just these body blows are getting to Concord.
Egoff again goes left. It's basically the same formation. Reed is wing right. Brock left. Duncan behind Sullivan. Oh, and they fake the pitch. There goes Drew up the middle, and he jumps over a man inside the 10-yard line and down to about the 7-yard line. It is to the 7-yard line. That's a gain of 8 yards.
Little wrinkle there. Hey, let's fake pitch it to the fullback, and let's just take Drew right up the middle.
Love it.
I do too.
Warsaw has to score here. They can't come away with anything less than six and then seven.
Right. I was going to say we have to score a touchdown.
Yep.
Field goals aren't going to win this game.
Sullivan from the seven, ball in the middle of the field. Duncan behind him. Drew takes the snap, and he hands off to Duncan up the middle. No, Drew kept it. Drew kept it. It'll be a first down for the Tigers. First and goal for Warsaw. Sullivan on the keeper, and he gets from the 7-yard line down to about the two. Actually, they're going to mark him right at the one.
I think about 7 or 8 Minutemen thought that Brody had the ball, or Drew ended up having the ball. And thankfully for the Minutemen, one or two of them was alert and make the tackle.
First and goal, Tigers looking to answer the Concord touchdown with one of their own. Sullivan from the 1-yard line. Duncan behind him. Drew takes the snap. He hands off left, and Duncan goes into the end zone untouched for the touchdown. Brody Duncan's got his fifth touchdown of the year, and he's made it 7-6 with 9:19 left to play in the half.
Yeah, just a simple run right up the middle. That offensive line for Warsaw, give them a lot of credit for that drive. I don't know how many plays that was, Austin, but that was a lot of plays. And, boy, we just drove right down the field, punching them in the mouth and tying that game up.
Smite now to add the extra point. Vilma to hold it. Habegger will snap it back. Low snap. Spot is down anyway. The kick is low, but the kick is good. Warsaw has tied the game with 9:19 left to play in the first half. It's Warsaw 7. Concord 7. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Get a load of this. Warsaw has tied the game on a 15-play, 80-yard drive that took 10 minutes and 35 seconds to complete. Warsaw has drawn level at 7-7. Now Smythe kicking into the wind. Going to kick a long line drive kick. Bouncing. Taken at the 8-yard line. Far side. 10, 15. Brevard. 25, 30. 35, 40. Still in bounds. It's still going up the far sideline. Brevard at the 20. At the 15. At the 10. At the 5. And he scores. Brevard goes the distance. And Concord, just like that, is back in front, 13-7.
You know, they say speed kills. And once he got a full head of steam, there wasn't a lot of tacklers off that right side, and he just ran up that right seam. Man, just outrunning our kickoff D. Wow.
Reese Brevard with a kickoff return. We're trying to get an official count on that. I believe it was 90 yards.
It's got to be at least.
Sabas now for the extra point. And the snap in the spot, the kick is up, and it is good. 9:05 left to play in the half. Concord back to the lead, 14-7. Warsaw's offense back on the field when we come back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. We're going with 90 yards.
That
90
works.
Yards on the kickoff return. Extra point is good. Concord, 14 seconds after Warsaw marched 80 yards and 15 plays to take the lead in 10 and a half minutes. Concord takes 14 seconds. Takes the lead right back, Andy.
Well, that's the thing. Brevard chose to field that kickoff. He could have let it go into the end zone, but why would you if you're him? You know, he picked it up, took that ball around that right side, and like I said, once he get in that high gear, that fifth gear, man, that's tough to stop. You have good blocking, and you get by that first wave. It's a foot race.
It is. He's going to win a lot of those.
Yep.
And now kicking off for Concord will be Nathan Potter. He's their kickoff guy. Sabas is the guy who kicks their field goals and extra points. And he'll have that 10-mile-an-hour breeze at his back with two guys deep, Brock on the far side and Reed on the near side standing at the 5-yard line. And Potter gets the whistle. And he'll walk to it, now run to it, and he'll kick it high. And this will back up Brock, and he'll let it go over his head into the end zone for a touchback. First and 10, Tigers, but here's the thing. That Concord defense that was on there for 10 and a half minutes between the first and second quarters got to go right back out there.
And I think the best-case scenario here if you're Warsaw is using these 9 minutes and 5 seconds, like using them all, scoring a touchdown. I mean, that's your best-case scenario. Or leaving, not a lot of time left on that clock. Because as Concord has proved with the touchdown, that long touchdown run and then the kickoff return, they can score in a matter of seconds. Our best remedy for that is for our offense to just stay on the field and keep pounding the ball at them.
First and 10, Tigers, starting from the 20 after the touchback. Sullivan, quick throw near side, and it's incomplete. Intended for Villema on the quick slant. Coverage given by Hudson Glantz. Pass was a little off target. Second down and 10 coming up for Warsaw. Love that play, too. That'll help keep some of those linebackers from cheating too often.
Yeah, in a lot of those plays, you are seeing those linebackers and those two safeties back just kind of creeping up there because they know that it's going to be a run 99% of the time. So I do like that play call.
Second down and 10. Warsaw's got to hurry. Play clock at 10 as they break the huddle. Tigers to our left at the 20-yard line. Play clock at 5, now 4. Sullivan pitches back for Davis. Davis turns upfield with some room. He's the 25-30, 35-40, far sideline, 45, and out of bounds. Evan Davis with a big run on the pitch. We wondered if the Tigers would establish the outside game. Andy, they've done that. That's a 26-yard gain and a first down for Warsaw.
Yeah, so far so good on that front. You know, that's just the perimeter blocking there was excellent and allowed him to get out there.
Warsaw gets out of the hole there at the 46. Sullivan started Brock in motion and then stops and looks back. And the coaches point at Drew and say, you choose the play. That's a big part of what they do with this offense. Sullivan hands off to Duncan, and he'll be hit for a gain of about a yard to the 47-yard line. Stopped on the play by Camden Bonds, who came in with 26 solo tackles and 15 assisted tackles on the season. 8:10 left to play first half. Warsaw trailing 14-7, a 79-yard touchdown run by Jerron Thomas and a kickoff return by Reese Brevard of 90 yards as Concord up by 7 after a 10.5-minute drive executed beautifully by the Tigers. Second and 9. Option play. Sullivan's going to keep it. He'll get across midfield into Concord territory, and he'll get 4 yards to the 49-yard line of the Minutemen. He is stopped on the play by Garrett Tucker. It is third down and about 5 to go for Warsaw.
And this is okay. This is okay because you know who's not on the field right now? Well, the team, that Concord offense, is on the sideline right now.
Brunner doesn't mind if Reese Brevard runs back kicks.
Well, you would like to think that's not going to happen every time.
No, you'd like to think so. Third down and 5. Sullivan takes a snap. It's a pass all the way. Rolling, looking, got a man open. It's caught. Eagle off at the 40, and he'll go down at the 36-yard line. 13 yards on the pitch and catch from Sullivan to Eagle. First down, Warsaw.
Great play call. Just a roll out to the right and found Eagle just kind of dragging across that middle there. The tight end dragging. That takes a good throw and then a good catch, because that was a great throw in a little bit of traffic for Drew, and a great catch by Eagle.
Well, there were three receivers in that pattern. Yep. There was Duncan out in the flat. Eagle was the middle guy. And then Quentin Brock was sliding around the back trying to get behind the defense. Could not. 6:36 left to play here in the first half. Warsaw trails 14-7, but they're marching at the Concord 36. Sullivan quickly ducks under center and then whistles sound. And did we have a timeout? We did. Warsaw calls timeout and gets it. 6:25 left to play in the half. Warsaw trails Concord 14-7. Back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. I don't want any more time in the broadcast to go by without mentioning a historic event that's going to take place tomorrow in Warsaw sports. The Warsaw girls wrestling team will have their first ever meet as an IHSA-sanctioned sport and team. They will be on the road at an invitational at Monroe Central, south of Fort Wayne, tomorrow. We wish the girls the very best as they begin a new era of high school athletics in the state of Indiana.
Absolutely.
After the timeout, 6:25 left to go, second quarter. Warsaw trailing Concord 14-7. First and 10 Tigers from the Minuteman 36. Sullivan, quarterback sneak up the middle, and he's got some room. They did that a lot when they played the first time, and they are doing it again here tonight. That's a gain of 5 yards for Drew. And all he did was follow his center, Tyler Antunes Brito. And we wondered if that play would still work tonight. It's working just fine.
So far, so good. And that just showed you kind of like our front five, though, that offensive line specifically, you know, you go guard, center, guard. Starting to weaken that Concord front a little bit. I see some hands on hips there.
Yeah.
They're just weakening a little bit there.
They've got to be tired.
Yeah.
They've been on the field for the last 20 plays in a row, except for the kickoff. Sullivan. He's going to keep it again after the fullback gets through the hole, and he'll get it across the 30, get down to the 28-yard line. That's a gain of 3 more yards. Third down and short coming up for the Tigers. Third down, and we'll call it 3.
This is going to be a pivotal third down here. Third and 2 here. Third and, well, scoreboard says 2. It's whatever it is, 2 or 3. It's going to be a third down that we're going to need to convert here.
We'll split the difference with them. We'll call it 2.5.
Sure.
Warsaw's got to get the ball to the 26-yard line. Ball's on the near hash mark. Wide side of the field is the left side of the formation. But there is an assault on the other half of the field. Sullivan, hands off. Duncan gets hit, got the first down. Down to the 25-yard line. He needed 2.5. He got 3.5. And Warsaw moves the chains again, and the clock will stop momentarily and now rolls again with 5 minutes left to play in the half. And Warsaw down by 7. Remember, Tigers get the ball to start the third quarter. We've only been playing for 35 minutes, and we're down to under 5 minutes left in the half.
Well, 15-yard drives will do that to you when they're all rushes.
Again, the Tiger drive, 15 plays, 80 yards in 10 minutes and 35 seconds. Again, Sullivan takes a long time, wings on either side, and he'll keep it again, and he'll plunge forward, and this time gets tackled a little quicker. They will mark him at the 22-yard line. Gain of 3. It's going to be second down and 7 coming up for the Tigers. Rhodes and Villamer run onto the field for this offensive package. Nelson and Carl are out. Second down and 7. So the gain of three. Warsaw moving toward the north end of Jake Field. Jake Field named after their athletic director who died of brain cancer a few years back. Second and seven. Sullivan pitching left. Davis cuts up field, got hit pretty quickly, and he'll get a yard to the 21-yard line. Third down and long coming up here for the Tigers.
That's just kind of a miss there on the blocking on the left side there. Just their right outside linebacker just kind of charged through, got there before our blockers could get there, and that's what happens, especially on those rocket toss plays. If those defenders can get through those blocks, those plays aren't going to go for very much, and that's what happened there.
Third down and about seven to go for the Tigers. Again, the clock running down to 3:15 left in the half. Warsaw is within field goal range, but it would be into the wind, and it would be almost 40 yards. They run the counter. It's going to be a pass. They're going to throw it back to the far side, and it's going to be knocked away. Incomplete. They pinched it back to Quentin Brock. He was going to throw it back across the field, and it was batted away at the very last second, and now it's fourth down and seven.
He just needed to throw that a little bit more on a line like he does from third base instead of, up in the air, because that allowed that safety to get there and break that pass up.
Here comes the field goal unit onto the game. Mason Smythe will put his tee down near the far hash mark, and he'll put it down inside the 30-yard line. This will be a 39-yard try against about a 10-mile-an-hour breeze. Good snap this time. Spot is down. Kick is on the way. Has plenty of distance, and it is good. Mason Smythe hits from 39 with 2:57 left to play in the half. Warsaw scores again. It's 14-10. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Andy Manis, Austin Elder on the stat machine again. 14-10. Now Concord's lead is 4. 2:57 left to play here in the second quarter. Warsaw goes 58 yards in 6 minutes and 9 seconds. Warsaw's had the ball on their two scoring drives for almost 17 minutes, and they're still losing. That's how this game has worked. Smythe did not intentionally kick that ball to dribble down the field like it did last time. He missed that, yeah. I can tell you,
yeah.
Just because of the way he reacted. He kind of threw his head back. Concord's got two guys back deep. Brevard still on that far side. Smith on the near side. So there's no bargain there on who to choose to kick it to. And it's going to be another knuckleball kick down the field. It's going to bounce back to Thomas. Thomas is going to take it at the 8, and he's running right. There's a push in the back. They got away with it. Thomas to the 35, or to the 25, out near the 30-yard line. And it'll be first down and 10 for Concord with 2:50 left to play here in the half.
Yeah, the refs missed a pretty blatant block in the back there.
I mean, sometimes you can't always see him. But
yeah, that was pretty obvious.
That one was out in front of God and everybody.
Yeah.
And it was on the guy that was right next to the ball, too. So
It's
not like it was away from the play. I've written in my column that if I was king of sports, I would allow officials on clipping plays or holding plays way away from the play to not to have to throw up. Bavard on a sweep, and he's got room. 35-40, near sideline, 45-50. Villema on to catch him, and he can't catch him. And he's going to go all the way in the first play for a touchdown. 73 yards on the first play from scrimmage, and Concord has scored again.
That's good blocking, and it's almost the same thing with Thomas's run in the first quarter. Once that really good blocking happens, and that speedy runner gets by, that's it. That's really it. Speed's an equalizer.
73-yard run for Brevard. They put the score up on the wrong side. It's 20-10. Sabas for the extra point. Snap, spot, kick is up, and it is through. 2:36 left to play before halftime. It's 21-10 Concord, and we're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. 2:36 left to play first half. Warsaw is down 21-10 here at Concord. a very different game than the one we saw here in September when Warsaw was leading 17-0 and it basically shut Concord's offensive unit down. Concord has run back a kick and scored on the first play from scrimmage. So they have touchdown runs of 79 and 77 and a 90-yard kickoff return for a touchdown.
Their time of possession has to be a couple minutes.
Yeah, because they threw an interception
right
2.5 minutes into their first possession. Reed and Brock back deep. And here comes the kickoff from Potter. Again, with a 10-mile-an-hour wind, his last kick was a touchback. And this is another good kick, and this is going to be into the end zone also. 2:36 to go in the half. Warsaw will take over from the 20, first down and 10, down 21-10. And remember, if Warsaw can score in the last 2:36 here and get off the field without Concord scoring again, Warsaw gets the ball to start the third.
Yep, so there's a little silver lining there. So we have 2 minutes and 36 seconds. See if we can't drive down, at least get in the field goal range. But you're right, the key is keeping this Concord offense off the field at this point.
The Warsaw offense meeting over here on the sideline right in front of their bench. Now they deploy for their first down play. Egoff is going to go wide on the far side. Vilma on the near side. And this time they choose to put a guy on him. Sullivan, going to pump fake, going to look long. He's got a man down the field, and it's Egoff, who makes an incredible catch at the 50-yard line. They're going to mark him at the 49. That's a 31-yard pitching catch, and that was a well-covered play by the Minutemen. Warsaw will hurry to the line of scrimmage. 2:26 left to go. The clock has already started. The referee signaled to start, and the chain gang's not even in place. Sullivan from the 49, ball in the far hash mark. Going to roll to his right, looking, fires it on the run, and it's through the hands of Reed, incomplete. The pass was a little high, but it looked like Tucker had that one go through his hands. It's second down and 10.
And you just have to think here, you know, Coach Curtis may be saying, hey, let's soften this defense, the secondary is up a little bit. You know, with all those rushes the first half, you know, they're coming in, putting 8, 9, 10 in the box. I like the play calls there.
Well, this is their two-minute offense.
Well, right.
Right?
Yep.
There are no running plays in their two-minute offense.
For sure.
So, second down and 10. Play clock at 15. As the Tigers break the huddle at 11. Get ball in the far hash mark at the 49. Sullivan going to pitch it back to Brock. He turns up field. Oh, he's tripped up. Oh, if he could have got past that guy, it would have been a big gain. It's a gain of 2 to the 47, and it's third down and about 8 coming up for the Tigers. 2 minutes left. Warsaw has 2 timeouts. Warsaw will go without a huddle. Of course, that defeats everything I just said about them not running in the two-minute offense, but we'll ignore that. Third down and 8. Sullivan. This time rolling left with time. Throws it on the run and throws it very high over the head of Egoff. Sullivan ended up on the ground, not because he was hit. And now it's fourth down and 8. Bart Curtis has a really interesting decision here. And it looks like he's sending the punting unit on. He is. Oh, what a disappointing result here for Warsaw. After the 31-yard pass play, Warsaw gets 2 yards and 3 plays. And now we'll have to punt, and guess who's standing back there waiting for it? It's Reese Brevard. Smite standing in his 41, waiting for the snap from Habegger. Concord's not 100% convinced. Smite is kicking it, and he kicks it down the near sideline, and Brevard's not even going to chase it. It lands at the 19, and we'll roll dead at the 15. 1:29 left to play in the half. Concord gets the ball back. All they need is one play the way they've been going tonight, Andy.
Well, that's the thing. If they're going to keep blocking like that, and our guys, if we can't get off those blocks, and whoever, pick a player, Thomas Brevard, if we can't get off blocks and they have that much room to run, especially initially, that, you know, 5-10 yards from the line of scrimmage, it's going to be a long second half. They're just scoring too easy.
Warsaw punted 7 times in the first 3 games. That was their 6th punt since. Brunner is going to throw a little swing pass out to Thomas in the flat. He gets away from one Tiger and another, and he'll get out past the 25 to the 27-yard line. And Concord, I'm sure, will go on to their version of the hurry up with 1:21 left to play. I'm not sure why the clock stopped. It shouldn't have, but it did. Or did they get
first down?
They did get a first down. Yep. Brunner back to throw. All kinds of time. Throws it deep down the middle. It's incomplete. Tristan Wilson was sniffing an interception at the 45-yard line, but the pass was a little too wide for him to get to it and underthrown for the receiver down the field. Now it's second down and 10.
So, again, if you're gonna say that there's any sort of knock on Brunner, and we talked about this the first game, it's his decision-making there. And sometimes he'll throw the ball where he shouldn't throw it, and maybe a little inaccurate, and that's something you saw right there.
He likes to throw the ball down the field.
He does.
1:03 left. Concord still with all three of their timeouts left. And the referee had to come in because the chain gang had given Concord a yard on that incomplete pass. Play action fake. Brunner lost the football. Brunner had the ball just drop out of his hands, and Warsaw's recovered inside the 20-yard line. Who came out of there with it? I'm not 100% sure. I think it's Mason Gabrich, and what a break for Warsaw. With 58 seconds left to play in the half, Warsaw's got the ball inside the red zone at the Concord 18. Holy cow.
Unreal. It looked from here, and again, I don't have the benefit of replay or binoculars, but it looked like Brunner just dropped the ball.
He did. It just fell right out of his hands. It did. It
what
just
a
fell.
Break. What a break for Warsaw.
He was,
wow.
He was holding it with one hand, hoping that he would be able to throw the ball down the field. And now here the Tigers are with at least a chance to get three with 58 seconds left to play in the half. Sullivan fakes the pitch, takes off, gets grabbed from behind, drags the defender for a couple of yards. Down to the, actually they gave him all the way to the 15-yard line. That's a gain of three for Drew. Warsaw with two timeouts left, and they're going to burn one right here. We will take this timeout, and then we'll keep it for the rest of the half. 46 seconds left to play here in the second. Warsaw trails Concord 21-10, but the Tigers are threatening when we come back after this 30-second break on News Now Warsaw. What a crazy game. What a crazy season it has been. It's been so much fun doing these games, but my goodness, we have seen some things, have we not?
We have. I mean, you just think about the things that have happened this year, and I would like, you know, I just said at the commercial break, it's like the whole season has been condensed into this first half. We've seen interceptions, we've seen bad throws, we've seen bad exchanges, we've seen quarterbacks just dropping the ball, we've seen long runs. Gee whiz.
Warsaw with second down and six from the 15. With 46 seconds left to play in the half, trailing 21-10. And now Concord's going to take a timeout, and we're going to keep it here for that. Coming up at halftime, we'll have the first half scoring. 2 minutes of local news from Dan Spaulding. Scores from other games, which Steve is working on back at the station. And we'll have the first half stats brought to you, as always, by Aldifer Bergen & Company. But right now, we got some work to do between now and then. 46 seconds left to play in the half. Warsaw in the red zone. And their red zone, they have scored in every red zone possession they've had this year.
That's incredible.
They have never come away without nothing.
Wow, that's an incredible stat.
And most of those were touchdowns. Because, again, Smythe made a field goal here.
Right.
Which means that's his fourth field goal of the season. And those were all but one of those were outside the red zone.
Correct. Yep.
20, 30, 43, and 39 here tonight. Second down for the Tigers and six from the Concord 15-yard line. You cannot make a mistake here. You cannot make a bad decision. You have to at least come out of this with three. Sullivan for the left hash mark. Takes the snap, drops back to throw, lobs it down the middle of the field into traffic, and Reed caught the ball, but he was out of bounds. And there were three Concord defenders around him. They were ready for that. It's third down and six.
The ball just fell off of his hands.
Well, he was out of the back
of the end
zone.
And he was out of the back of the end zone, too.
It wasn't going to matter. Yeah.
It was a good pass.
Surely somebody had to be more open. I mean, that play is designed to do that. But there had to be another option. Drew ran the play, threw a pretty good ball, but there was very little chance of completing that. Now it's third down and six from the 15. Egoff wide to the left. Concord crowded the line of scrimmage. They're going to pitch it back, and Brock is going to throw it to the end zone again, and this time it's caught! Touchdown! I think it's Tucker Reed. I'm still trying to dig. No, it's... Yes, it's Tucker Reed with a touchdown catch. And Warsaw has scored, and it's 21-16. What a throw, and what a catch by Reed just before he went out of the side of the end zone.
What an incredible turn of events there. Unreal.
34 seconds left. Smythe now for the point after. Good snap. Spot is down. Kick is up. The kick is inside the right upright and good. 34 seconds left to play, and Warsaw is back in the game after the fumble by Brunner inside his own 20, and the Tigers cash in.
So that's a, you know, I guarantee you they have that play call in that back pocket. You know, let's fake that run. Let's get Quentin Brock the ball. Oh, yeah, he can throw a little bit. And what a throw, an accurate throw. Great catch by Tucker Reed to close it out in the end zone. But, man, alive. 3 or 4 minutes ago at game time, Concord's got the ball. We're thinking, okay, can our defense make a stop? Can we go into the half just down 21-10?
Yeah.
Brunner inexplicably just drops the ball. Our defense is smart enough. Just, hey, there's the ball on the ground. Let's pick it up. And, boy, what a way to cash that out and to bring it back 21-17. That's incredible.
Now, we asked the question that we just asked again. Can Warsaw get off the field in the next 34.9 without Concord doing anything else?
Yep. I mean, you hate to say it, but we've seen it three times already.
Yes, we have.
So let's see if Smythe can kick this out of the end zone.
Well, he's kicking into the wind.
I know, but at what point do you just you know you never say that, but just kick it out of bounds.
Well, what you'd like to do is just – they don't have anybody back between the 20 and the 10-yard line on either side. What you'd like to see him do is just kind of pitch it in the air and let it land softly there and let your kick coverage get into it. Here's the run up and the kick, and he's trying to do exactly that, but it's going to bounce back. Oh, it bounces behind the man. Thomas then falls down with it. Thomas fell down with it back at the 6-yard line. Warsaw gets another big break. He mishandled the ball and then slipped and fell down on it back at the 6.
That's a big break for Warsaw there. Great kick there by Mason. He did exactly what you said he was going to try and do. And ball was on the ground, and Thomas picked the ball up with his knee down. So you're right, Concord's going to have the ball at their own 6-yard line.
31.8 left to play before halftime. And it looks like they're in victory formation.
Yep.
And Brunner's going to take a knee, and they're going to go into halftime with this score. Bart Curtis is – hold on.
All the coaches are like, do not move. Well, do not move.
Because the Concord players haven't left the line of scrimmage.
Yep.
18 seconds left. They took a knee, but all the Concord players on the far side of the field are running off the field.
Well, I think, you know, maybe lesser teams would have their defense come off or start to walk off, and then they would run a play.
Now some of them have continued on as the clock gets down to zeros. And finally, take a big deep breath, Tiger fans.
What a half.
We have made it to halftime. Warsaw trails Concord at halftime, 21-17, and it will be Tiger ball to start the third. First, halftime. And that comes up with the first half scoring next on News Now Warsaw. Halftime at Jake Field. If you missed the first half and you're just tuning in, you missed a lot. That second quarter was full of a little bit of everything. 21-17, Concord with the lead at halftime. Concord, Warsaw won the toss. Concord took the football. They did not score. They threw an interception. Haubegger with the pick. Warsaw had great field position, got a first down, looked like they were positioned to take the lead. They fumbled. Then Concord on the first play after that, a 79-yard touchdown run by Jerron Thomas at 6:54. The first made it 6-0, and Rafa Sabas kicked the extra point, and that made it 7-0, and that's the way the quarter ended. Warsaw took the ensuing kickoff and went down the field running off 10 minutes and 35 seconds on a 15-play, 80-yard drive, and Warsaw tied the game 7-7. The kickoff return was Reese Brevard, 90 yards. Extra point was good, and that made it 14-7. Tigers go back down the field, get a 39-yard field goal by Mason Smythe at 2:57 of the second. Concord's lead at that point was 14-10. Then, on the first play from scrimmage for Concord, they give the ball to Brevard on a sweep, and he goes 73 yards on the very first play, and at 2:36 of the second quarter, the extra point by Sabas made it 21-10. And it looked like that might be the score at halftime. The Tigers, even though they get the ball to start the third, look like they might be in big trouble. However, the quarterback, Bo Brunner, just dropped the ball as he's getting ready to throw it. It rolled behind him, and Warsaw recovered it, and they score on a 15-yard pass play from Drew Sullivan to Tucker Reed with 34 seconds to play in the half. The kick by Smythe made it 21-17, and that's where we stand at halftime, again with the Tigers, about to get the ball to start the third quarter of play. When we come back, we will have the local news that Dan has provided for us for the game tonight. Then we'll come back and we'll give you scores, and then we will get to the first half stats. Warsaw in the deficit right now, 21-17. Back after these words on News Now Warsaw. Halftime at Jake Field. Warsaw trails Concord 21-17 at the half. Here are the first half stats, and they're brought to you by Aldifer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. In the first half, Concord, 5 first downs, 6 rushes for 162 yards. That's 27 yards an attempt. I know Rob Reneker is listening in California, and he's like, ugh, because that was always his favorite stat. 27 yards an attempt for Concord, 3 of 5 passing for 12 yards. Warsaw, 12 first downs, 28 runs for 131 yards. That's 4.7 yards per carry. Drew Sullivan and Quentin Brock together, 4 of 9 passing for 70 yards in the first half. So Warsaw ran 37 plays for 201 yards. Concord, 11 plays for 174 yards. Warsaw does have a turnover in the first half. They lost a fumble on their very first drive. Concord has 2. They threw an interception, and they also lost a fumble. Warsaw has not been penalized yet in the first half. Concord, 1 penalty for 5 yards. The Tigers punted once. Concord, none. Here's the stat. First half time of possession. Normally, I don't get to do this at halftime because there just isn't enough time to do it. Warsaw had the ball 20 minutes and 17 seconds of the 24 minutes of the first half. Concord then, of course, had it for 3:43. Unbelievable.
Couple things there. Goes to show you that time of possession sometimes isn't the stat to go by when you're that efficient, you know, having those long runs.
Warsaw will get the ball to start the third when we come back. Trailing Concord at halftime in the sectional championship game in 5A sectional 11. It's 21-17. We start the third next on News Now Warsaw.